This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Season 3, Episode 93, Cubs Hot Stove slowly heating up of the Fly the W670 podcast. Please leave us a five-star review. Also, please share an email with Crowley and I. Flythew670@gmail.com, and you can watch us on the Score YouTube page. All right, Crowley, it's award season in baseball. We've handed a couple out, and we've got a couple more to go.
Yeah, you're taking a look here at the award season, and you know they've had some announcements that have been happening. When you take a look at on Monday, they announced the Rookie of the Year, the Jackie Robinson Rookie of the Year, but the winners were Paul Skeens of the Pirates for the NL and Yankees right-hander Luis Gill. First time, Dustin, since 1981 that both winners were starting pitchers. Rest in peace, Fernando Valenzuela, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But, it, for Cub fans, the gut punch came on Tuesday. That's when they announced the Manager of the Year award.
Well, I don't know. Is that a gut punch? You know, maybe it's a wake-up call, Crowley. Maybe it's a gut punch to the guys that own and manage our favorite baseball team. But I don't know if it's a gut punch to fans.
It just kind of didn't feel good to see the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, getting this former bench coach of, the Cubs skipper. But when I think of Craig Counsell, Dustin, I truly believe that he is going to be making organizational changes. I think he came in last year, didn't get his coaches, kind of just walking in, seeing what the lay of the land is. I think this year we're going to see.
I sure hope so. Because again, Crowley, with all due respect, okay, they paid that guy $2 million a year more than anybody else was willing to. I don't know who they thought they were negotiating against. He was never, ever, ever going to New York. Ever.
I think if I don't think money, I'm not saying money doesn't matter to him. Obviously money matters, but if you were going to say, hey, the Cubs wanted him to come from Milwaukee, you don't think he knew he was going to get a whole bunch of blowback and people being angry at it? You know, that's his community, right?
Okay. He's literally, I'm just saying, I just don't, who were the Cubs negotiating against? And Crowley, right now, nobody was happy with what the Cubs did, how they spent money in the offseason.
I have no, again, the money that Craig Counsell make is nothing compared to what players make. I think
but I'm saying it's money that the Cubs potentially decided not to spend on free agents because they spent it on a manager that they overpaid.
No, I don't think they overpaid. I think they got the right man for the right job. And again, you're not talking about what is it, five, six, whatever, however million dollars. That's nothing. That has nothing to do with anything as far as free agency.
Okay. You keep telling yourself that.
No, it truly doesn't.
I'm not going to say how can you say that so definitively?
Because
the Cubs told us so?
No, because if you look at what he's making compared to say what free agent? Let's say Juan Soto, right?
No, but I'm saying what he's making compared to another manager.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that doesn't have anything to do with being able to go out and get free agents.
Well, it's not maybe not Juan Soto, but I'm just saying they thought that by paying this guy $2 million more than you pay any other manager, he was going to be good for a lot more wins than he was. And he wasn't.
He's getting paid $8 million. I mean, what does that get you? A middle reliever tops?
Well, they sure could have used anything in that bullpen.
Again, you also didn't know half your guys were going to go down, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I'm shocked. I listen, I'm all about the opinions. You and I are going to disagree mightily on this one.
Yeah, and again, I think if the Cubs didn't put that $2 million, I think he would have just preferred to go back to Milwaukee.
He's got to have a massive sophomore season.
I think he will. I think we are going to see.
I hope he does. Listen, I hope he does. I hope the reason is he came in late. This wasn't his crew. Yada yada yada. I'm just worried that Pat Murphy was like the secret sauce, the straw that stirred the drink.
Pat Murphy is a good right hand man, a very good baseball guy. I think the Brewers have a great system. And so because of that, with the players, you saw their bullpen again. They always seem to manufacture those guys. Was that Pat Murphy? No. They knew before everything with their rookie, with their outfielder, they knew that they gave him that huge deal. Jackson Churio, they knew he was going to be a breakout star. Was that because of Pat Murphy? No. Pat Murphy was in the driver's seat.
He might have known how to push the buttons, right? Yeah. I mean, well, then I hope that Craig Counsell made it so turnkey for him that he falls flat on his face after a year removed.
I think,
I mean, that for Cub fans, that's the wish. That's the goal.
I think it would be a year or two. I would think a year or two removed would be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Be what I believe. Like, I think a year or two removed, you're going to start to see the Brewers go down. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
I hope you listen. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. All right, let's carry on. We've gotten a little carried away with that, but that's those are opinions. And I'd love to hear from our listeners. Email us, chime in. What do you think?
Yes, sir. And so when we talk about the Cy Young Award, that was last night. You had the Braves, Chris Sale winning the NL, and the Tigers, Tariq Skrubel winning in the AL. But for Cub fans, it was nice to see that little love for Shota Imanaga. He got a couple third-place votes, so some third-place, fourth-place, and fifth-place votes. So it really, really wasn't close. Chris Sale, 26 first-place votes. Zach Wheeler had 4, 25 second-place votes. And then Paul Skenes, really kind of coming up at third there. But to me, Shota getting fourth, not bad when you take a look at that. Sale, Wheeler, Skenes, CeCe Imanaga. I mean, that sounds right?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds right. He was a fantastic signing. I hope it carries over into next year. I hope he has a fantastic sophomore season. And I'm still glad, even though he's a Cub, still glad he didn't win Rookie of the Year because he's not a rookie.
Right. We are in agreement. Roki Sasaki. Rob Manfred kind of let this one out. He expects Roki Sasaki to sign with a major league club as part of the 2025 international signing class. So that means he wouldn't sign before January 15th. And so, you know, as far as that goes, and this is from Megan Montemurro, that she kind of put this up on her Twitter, but she was talking about it. The Cubs have $6,261,000 for their 2025 international bonus pool, the same as 11 other teams, including the Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Padres, and Red Sox. The Rays, the Brewers, and the Mariners have the most at a little bit less, like $7.5 million they have to spend. But when you talk about Sasaki, all that everybody's really been talking about is that he wants to play for a major market team. So the Cubs are in the same boat as the Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Padres, and Red Sox. So again, it's not going to cost, it's going to blow all your international bonus pool money to get Sasaki, but it's not a lot of money. It's a little over $6 million, which when you're talking about hopefully having a top tier pitcher is nothing.
Yeah. Bruce did mention today with Mully and Haw, he thinks the Cubs are all in on that pitcher.
Yep. I would hope so, but they're going to have to make the pitch, right? They're going to have to sell it. It's
I think Shota will help. I think Seiya helps. I think those things help the Cubs for sure.
I agree with you that they help. My only concern is you know, when you talk about Juan Soto, and I've been watching, you know, Juan Soto meeting with everybody, but not the Cubs. Do you know what he's asking them, Dustin? He's asking them, what's your plan to win? He knows that they're going to make money. He wants to win. And I think when you talk about Roki, he's going to want to win as well. He doesn't want to be on some team that's just kind of mediocre. He wants to be in the postseason. Think about how much that had to mean to Shohei Ohtani. You had all those years that Shohei was just sitting there wasting away in Anaheim, and then he gets to be in the postseason and win the World Series.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know that he signed a deal that I think eventually is going to be like outlawed, right?
Yeah,
I do.
What I'm just saying though is
he wanted that, right?
He wants to play for a winner. He didn't care about the money. He wanted to play for a winner, and he thought the Dodgers were going to do it, and he ends up being right. I think the same thing with Roki. He's going to want to play for a winner. So what are the Cubs going to say to convince them that they're ready to win now? That's my question.
All right. Well, it's a good question. I think Crowley, you should save that question for the Cubs convention.
Oh, I got so many questions, Dustin. I need time.
You need some plants.
Yeah. As far as it goes, just one more note here. Matt Shaw and the Team USA played Team Japan today. Team Japan number one ranked. And oh boy, did the USA get their butts whooped 9-1, Dustin. Japan scored nine times. Now, Matt Shaw was 0-for-4, unfortunately, in the game. He did have one strikeout. There was only 6 hits for Team USA, so not a lot of hits. But the game was very close. In fact, the USA had the 1-0 lead in the 5th before Japan scored 3 runs. They also scored 3 in the 7th and 3 in the 8th. So it ended up being 9-1. But get this, Dustin. We talked about former Cub Rich Hill, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, if he starts, look out. This is not going to be good, right? Guess who started?
Rich Hill.
Went 4 innings pitch, gave up 1 hit, no runs.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So, you know what? Hey, Rich Hill wants to come back. I don't know if the Cubs want him, but I think that he's going to be a guy that's going to be interesting if you are a contender, just a really good depth piece to have Rich Hill back. Somehow this guy just keeps sticking around, keeps surviving somehow.
Very interesting. All right, Crowley, that is a wrap. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and subscribe to the Fly the W podcast. Follow on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram. Of course, we're on X. You can email us, flythew670@gmail.com, and you can watch us by subscribing to the 670 The Score YouTube channel. Crowley, enjoy a couple of days, and we'll get back at it soon as we are heading to the Thanksgiving Day holiday.
Yeah, and we're just going to keep an eye on things. Again, non-tender deadline is tomorrow. There's going to be a lot of guys that – maybe a few guys that are going to no longer be on the north side. Either way, go Cubs!